Tyson as well. Thank you, Travis.
Hi, Travis. This is Laura. I am the account specialist in your area. Thank you for holding. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Almost the end of the day, which is always nice, right?
Yeah, I wish it could be. I wish I could have been home already. I got a long drive ahead of me, so I'm waiting to get off of work.
Yeah, LA area is just known for that traffic, right? Just to get from one side to the other, it could take about an hour and a half.
I've been outside all day since 5:30, and they decided to send me another call. So I'm on another job right now. I'm headed to, and then I got to drive to Arizona tonight. So I'm a little late to start, but it's the early weekend for me. So
how far is that drive to Arizona?
It's about 5 hours towing.
It's not too bad. Okay. It's not too bad.
No, it's
but still.
Up since 4 o'clock this morning, getting ready for work. I still have another job. I will be 20 minutes, and then I got at least an hour and a half, 2 hours there. And then an hour back home, and then a five-hour drive to Lake Havasu.
Well, at least you're going to have fun, right? At least I hope you will.
I hope so. Hopefully everything's good.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. I want to kind of start off by asking if you have any questions other than pricing about, you know, what you spoke with John about.
I mean, in reality, the biggest thing is pricing a month. And, you know, so right now, like, Yelp's been on my app. Yelp's been trying to get me to pay money every month. They're trying to give me leads. And, I mean, just to get a response back from a customer, it's like $185. Just for me to say, hey, I'm in the area, what is it you need? And as soon as they reply to me, it's, you know, $185 or whatever it is. And it's not even positive I get the call. So it's not even a for sure thing like, oh, it's sent to you. It's sent to 5,000 plumbers, and whoever gets the job is lucky enough to get it. So
yeah, that sounds too great.
What's the power of the lead? And then what's the main pricing a month for something like that?
Sure. Okay. So let me just start by saying, since we are looking for plumbing services, a spot did open up in your area. Pretty much when we start working with you and put you on the first page of Google and Bing, this spot is going to be closed out. So we're not going to work with any of your competition. It is a month-to-month basis. There is no contract. Now, how long have you been in business?
So this company is very new.
Okay.
I've worked plumbing for a long time. I decided to leave a company that I was with that was just going downhill fast. In the meantime, I mean, I have customers of mine that, you know, wanted me to do work by myself. They didn't want to use the company anymore. So that's kind of like, okay, screw it. Like, I'm just going to start my own company again. So that was a locksmith also for about. So I've had successful businesses. I've done stuff. So I was like, okay, screw it. I'm going to go on my own. And then it slowed down. And I was like, okay, shit. So one of my other buddies, he has a plumbing company, so I'm working with him right now as well, plus doing my stuff on the side. So I'm staying super, super busy, but it all depends for money on advertisement. You know, if I'm not getting a certain amount of jobs and it's not collecting a certain amount of money, it's pointless for me to do all that stuff when right now I'm staying busy.
Yes, no, it's completely understandable. And kind of the reason why I wanted to ask how long you've been in business is because we do have a credit for new businesses right now. So for new businesses, we are offering 50% discount on our packages as well as the setup fee, which is pretty good. So as I did mention, it is month to month. It is a flat rate of $299 per month. No taxes or hidden fees on that. The setup fee is $150, so your initial investment will be $449. That'll get everything up and running for you. And then after that, month to month, it's just $299. Now, what this is going to include is complete Google local optimization setup, which is going to get you on the first page of Google. It's also going to put you on the 60-plus directories that there is out there, which is like Yelp, Yellow Pages, White Pages. Make sure that all of your information is up to date and all of it is accurate as well. We will do initial creation for you on Bing, also on Amazon and Alexa. If somebody is looking for a plumber, which I can speak for myself, plumber, by the way, because I needed a plumber. And I asked Alexa for a plumber at the time. But if somebody does look for your business through Amazon or, through Alexa or Siri, your business is one that will pop up as well. And then also this is going to be exposure that covers mobile devices, which includes iPhones, Androids, tablets. So we're literally going to cover all bases. So pretty much the way that it's going to work is that you're going to have about 15 keywords that you're going to be able to pick from. And, of course, you want to pick the keywords that are associated with the business that you do or the type of business that you provide. And when somebody is looking in your area for that, pretty much your business is going to pop up. So I'm sure you can relate when you're looking for a restaurant or some point of service. What do you do when you're looking for this? You go on.
You know what? To be honest, seeing stuff like that, it is very, very rare that I go out to eat because everyone is so damn expensive now.
I know, right?
Horrible. It is miserable. It is so tough. But I get what you're saying, you know, but it's insane to say, like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go eat out tonight and spend $200 and it's not even a bit of a meal. And, you know, I'm getting upset stomach right after I'm making it.
It's so funny you say that.
Seriously, it's getting bad. I mean, all these places that I used to love, the prices change. The amount of food you get is less.
The quality, yes. You know, my husband and I and our kids, we love going out to eat. That was our thing. And just lately, when we go out to eat, we pay a lot more for the food, and then we don't like it. And then we get mad. Like, why are we paying for this food? That's terrible. We could have done a better job at home. So I totally feel you. I get it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, you do search and look and, you know, look at reviews and stuff. But a lot of times, you know, I'm not the one to look at reviews because somebody else's opinion is not mine.
Correct.
You know, and that's the thing. And that's kind of what also keeps me away from Yelp is because they get to pick and choose what reviews go on your board.
I know, right?
Reviews are the stuff that is good reviews. They get put on not recommended because they think it's family members or it's just not good enough. So it's like, shit, like, those are good reviews. You know, it's not like I have 5,000 family members that are writing stuff on there. So that's the biggest thing. That's what screwed me up with Locksmith, you know, like when I was doing Locksmith Company. So when I was using Google to begin with, you know, every review goes on there. So it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Everything is listed on there. But Yelp seems to pick up, okay, this one's a bad review. I'm putting it. First one that's listed is going to show so everybody sees it. And it's kind of a scary way to do it, but that's...
No, it's true. You know, I don't want to talk bad about another business, but I'm just going to say I used to have the Yelp app and I would use it frequently until I found out of what you told me, and I just deleted the Yelp app off my phone because there's no accuracy on that, you know? So I completely get what you're saying. And that's the good thing about Google, though, is that you can't pay for the reviews or to take them out, which is nice on that end. But yes, I mean, in the keywords, when they're looking for a plumber, pretty much your business is going to pop up. And right now that we were talking, I did type in, you know, just plumber in your area, and there was an average of about 1,200 searches done just in the past 30 days. So that is that is a pretty significant amount, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's a decent amount. You know, that's enough to get me out of the company I'm with now and just stay on my own. But how many of those, does it show how many of those jobs have actually closed due to how many calls they've gotten?
You see, that's not something that we would necessarily have access to. All I have access to is how many times that was searched. But, let me ask you a question. Approximately how much does it cost for you? How much do you charge for one of your services to a customer?
So everything's different. You know, every price is different depending on what they need done. You know, there's stuff that I don't touch. If some of the stuff is just a waste of my time. It's not money efficient. I mean, yeah, you know, any money is great, but when you're spending so much time on a job for something so simple, that's the biggest issue is like you're on the time crunch. know, so when someone tells me, oh, I need this faucet repaired or I need these things done, like going back and forth to hardware stores and ordering parts, and that stuff I don't like. You know, I'm doing big jobs. I don't do a lot of the small shit. You know, I'm doing jetters, camera inspections. I'm doing full repipes on house, rough and underground plumbing, you know, septic tanks. I'm doing a leach field. Like, so, like, I'm doing big stuff. I don't really care for, like, the service plumbing end.
Okay.
That stuff is too much. I've done service plumbing, and it just takes too much time.
Okay.
You know, that's the hardest part. I'm willing to do some of it because there are jobs where you do make a shit ton of money doing service. You know, you can go out for a closet sink or something super simple, and it turns into a, you know, $20,000 job. So, yeah, some of the stuff is okay. So I would like advertising some of that as well, and I could just pick and choose what I want to take.
Exactly.
That's the biggest. Every price is different.
So just to kind of give you a little, I'm going to go off on two things real quick, and one of them is going to kind of touch on what we just spoke about. So the next thing that we would also do for you is Google Ads. So pretty much the way that works is if anybody in your area looks for a plumber or looks for one of the keywords that you get to pick, of course. And let's say they go on Facebook later on that day or tomorrow or blah, 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 whenever they go on Facebook. Your business will pop up in an ad for them, and they're going to be able to click the call and reach you directly. We don't charge you for that either. That is going to be part of the package that you're going to have. Now, the third thing that I was going to go off of is going to deal with us being able to prove to you that this works. So it is a customized tracking and reporting system. So what you're going to be able to do there is pick your own keywords. You can also change them. You're also going to be able to see how many clicks you are receiving and even the location of the search that was performed. So in addition to this, you're also going to be able to track how many phone calls you have received from the new clients. And as I did mention, you can change those keywords. But you will be able to see what keywords are being looked for in your area, how many clicks you have had. That's the way you're going to be able to track it, is with the service that we provide with that. So just to give you a little bit about the timeline on how it works, it's going to take about 1 to 3 days. I would schedule an appointment for you to meet with a client interview. We're going to make sure we get your keywords down. They're going to go over the most popular keywords in your area as well. And then also the certain types of, like, jobs you're trying to get. Also, we can look through those keywords for you. Then it's going to take about 5 to 7 days to get your whole dashboard ready and submit you to all of the directories. And then for Facebook, the ads on that, it's going to take about 7 to 14 days. And then about 30 to 45 days is when you're going to start seeing yourself on the first page of Google, since it does take some time to do that as well. So that's pretty much the timeline. That's everything that it does include. Now, you know, just by going over everything with you, also letting you know, of course, that it is a month-to-month program, I'm sure that this is something that you would like to take advantage of, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds, you know, the biggest issue right now is how busy I am.
Okay.
You know, between helping out my buddy's company and doing stuff here, plus my own, like I said before, you know, I'm doing anywhere from 2 to 7 jobs a day. Like, I've literally been working like 5:30 this morning on a job site all day long. I finished less than 30 minutes to go, and I'm on I'm on my way to another one. This is my third call today. I split for go do a small job, and it's like, you know, so stuff like this, like I'm busy, you know, so it's hard if someone calls you just to be like, oh, yeah, I can just leave right now and go. So I don't want to look like their shit company. Like, oh, sorry, I just can't take your call. Like, I can't help you. Like, I'm busy.
Correct. Yes.
You know, that's the hardest part of it all, is I just can't put that much
time.
I think
this boils down to also what we were talking about, is kind of like cherry picking the jobs too, you know, about what type of jobs you want and what type of jobs are going to make you the most money also, since this is going to give you more exposure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we are definitely trying to get the spot taken care of today. I mean, again, this is a month-to-month, you know, we want to prove to you that this is something that's going to work for your business. And you know, it's something that you're going to see results on. So how does that sound? Are you willing to give us a shot?
I mean, it sounds good, but I can't pull the plug on it today. There's no way I'd be able to pull the plug on it right now. I'd have to think about it, sit down, and see really how much work I could take. I'd have to talk to my buddy and kind of see how much he would let me just stretch my own stuff. And, you know, like I'm driving their vehicle around also. I'm not paying for gas and stuff, you know, but my buddy's company is paying for it. So I can't show up to it in his van. You know, it's going to take a little bit of time to try to figure some things out on how I can kind of limit myself with him and be able to do my own stuff. So that's stuff I'd have to talk to him about as well to kind of see where he'd let me stand with all that. I mean, he's busy as all hell. It's just, yeah. I can't do it.
It definitely sounds like you guys are busy over there. So yeah, I mean, unfortunately, when it comes to the spot though, since we can't work with any competitors, it's just one spot available. We are pretty much, I mean, our job, our day is done already, but I know starting first thing tomorrow morning, we will be reaching out to the other plumbers in the area. And in your area, there's a lot of them, unfortunately. I mean, you live in a huge city.
The biggest thing is I just wouldn't be able to pull the plug on it today. I wouldn't be able to say, yes, let's go for it. Just because I'd have to sit down and figure out what I can do and how much my other guys, so I have two guys that work with me, so I got to see kind of where they're at and how much they can take on. But, I mean, they're busy also. They're on a job site still right now. You know, they're doing a big job.
Okay.
So it's tough. You know, I can't say, oh, here, go run this call. I have them on stuff as well. And I think, like, the next, hopefully I can be out of there probably the next, like, month and a half. But I'm on a huge industrial job. It's a $500,000 job. They're stuck. They're not leaving.
I'm curious. Are you looking to hire more workers?
Yes and no.
Okay. Because a cool thing, though. Go ahead.
So hiring is the biggest issue. I mean, there's guys that want to work, but it's very, very hard to find guys that, you know, me and my two buddies can get along with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've hired people. I've worked with a lot of people. But it's very, very hard to find good workers and knowledgeable workers, especially in the stuff
that
I do.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
You know, so the two guys that I've worked with them with past companies. You know, I've brought them with me, so they're helping me out. So it's just it's a big thing. Like, I need to know the person before I just, okay, yeah, you're hired. Let's do, like, a trial run. If I don't know you, you know, at the end of the day, this is, like, this is my baby. You know, the company.
Yeah,
is,
of course.
Precious. I'm trying to get, you know, upset customers. I'm not, like, my guys are loved by fucking everybody. So it's very, very tough to try to get those standards that I'm looking for. And that's the hardest thing. So hiring somebody, yeah, you know, it's always okay. I can hire somebody whenever I want. But I don't know.
I was actually going to mention that for the Facebook ads that we do, if you're looking to hire as well, we can actually do, like, hiring ads for your business as well, if that's something that you were looking to do. So it is an option.
Yeah. But see, another thing is, too, you know, I don't have enough vehicles for everybody. That's something else I'd have to sit down and, okay, shit, let me get a couple more vehicles. Let me get some more vans for these guys to be in, you know. Not every guy that does plumbing has work vans with machines and tools. So, that, you know, just the machines that I have in my van, you know, there's like $60,000 worth of machines in my van.
Okay.
So going out of pocket, paying that much money to get them, you know, what they'll need on some of these job sites and what I advertise for, that's a big bucket. Like, holy shit, like, I'd really have to sit down and crunch some numbers together to see what I can afford to buy, plus a van. You know, it's tough. It's very, very tough.
So let me ask you a question. If I were to be able to take off the setup fee entirely to just leave you at the $299 per month, would that be that you would be now that you could see yourself moving forward
how
with?
How long would it be $299 a month? Because you said there's a 50% off.
Correct. It's every month. It's not going to go up. You're going to, it's basically, I guess you can call it grandfathered in, but pretty much what it is, the price that you pay now is the price that it's going to be every single month. It's not going to change. It's not going to go up. Even, you know, with inflation and everything going up higher and higher, that cost is not going to go up.
Now, two questions. Is there any room on that price, or is that a set price? And do you guys guarantee certain amount of calls per month?
So the way that I kind of like explaining it, it's like a billboard. When you put a billboard up, you can't guarantee how many calls are going to be made for the business. There's a lot of factors that go into place. So we can't guarantee that, but I mean, just kind of to take in perspective, when people look for a plumber, they're going to go on Google. Like, that's just what they do. Unless, of course, word of mouth, but still, even word of mouth, people will still look you up to see who you are and what you're about. But for the $299 a month, like, I'm going to be completely straight up with you because I like you. I think you're really cool. It is $299 a month. I do have, like, friends and family type of discount, which the lowest amount that I could put it at would be $249, and that still is without the actual setup fee on it. And what I can include for you, too, is a website built for you. We can also build a website for you at no cost. I can include that also, which is technically like my friends and family discount thing. But you're real cool, so I don't mind doing that. So if you can do that, I mean, we can do that today and get all of that going for you. But, of course, you know, I mean, it's completely up to you. You know your business. You know yourself.
So if I was to even, like, say yes on it, how long do I have today to give you an answer on it? Does it have to be, like, right now on the spot, or can I have an hour or so to think about it?
So my day is technically done already. As soon as we're off the phone, my shift is done for the day. It's really something that I would need an answer for, because I know when I don't work first thing in the morning. I know in the morning when they go back onto the calls, they will most likely be calling your area just because they need to get it filled.
Let me see. Can I put you on hold for a couple minutes?
That's absolutely fine. I'll be here.
All right. Let me make a call. Give me a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
Okay, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so if I was to do it right now, if I say yes, when would the billing come out every month? Would it be on the 21st?
It'll be exactly, yes, the following month, the 21st.
Is there any way where I can push that onto a different day?
Yes. What day are you thinking?
Like, if I was to say, like, the 10th of every month, would you be able to do that?
Yes. You would just be charged today, and then you would be charged July the 10th, and then following so on every day the 10th. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Now, if anything goes wrong, if the first month is just, you know, I can't keep up with it, or it's just too much, I can call and cancel it?
Yes. So, here's the thing. So, if you can always call and cancel, of course, at least call us 3 days before your billing cycle. But if you can't keep up for it for that month and you do want to start again in the future or whatnot, you can always call, just communicate with us and pause it. So you don't have to pay if you want to start up again, like a setup fee or anything along those lines.
Okay.
You know, you can always pause it, but you do want to give us at least 30 to 45 days so we can get your business up there, because that's when you're going to start seeing the response from people. It is going to take approximately 2 weeks for the Facebook ads, 7 days to 14 days. But when it comes to first page Google placement, you're going to be looking at about 30 to 45 days.
Okay. So as of right now, if I was to pay it within 14 business days, I would have advertisement up there on the first page.
On Facebook. On Facebook, it's going to be 7 to 14 business days. And then on first page placement, you're looking at 30 to 45 days. But I have seen it sooner. You know, we're also going to keep in communication with you, because we're also going to need you to basically communicate with us when it comes to if we need information about your business. Also, of course, you want to make sure when you do work, you want to get reviews off of it, too. I know reviews are not the best, but they still are great when people are looking for you. But, yeah, pretty much 7 to 14 days, Facebook, 30 to 45 days, Google.
Okay. And now, how often is it on Facebook people are looking for plumbers in this area?
So when it comes, we are a Google Premier partner, so we do have access to how many people search on, you know, Google for those type of results. When it comes to Facebook, I don't have numbers for you, and I don't want to, like, just say a random number. But, I mean, I would, when it comes to a plumber, I would assume if it's 1,200 on, well, the way that it works on Facebook, it goes off of your searches that you do on Google. So when somebody searches, like, a keyword for you, then they're going to be popping up on Facebook, if that makes sense.
Okay. And then you said you guys handle the website page. You guys handle all of that stuff, correct?
Yes. We would build a website for you. I just have to make sure to put it here on the notes as well that you're going to want a website, since I'm adding on that free of charge for you.
Okay. All right, then let's go ahead and do it.
Okay. So let me make sure I have your information correct. First name, Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, correct?
Yep.
And then what is your last name with spelling?
S-M-I-T-H, Smith.
Oh, perfect. That one's easy. And what is your email address?
T as in Travis, B as in boy, D as in dog. Smith16@gmail.com.
Okay, and then this phone number that we're talking on, the 300-1811, is that going to be also your business and cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay, so let me put that down. And then what I'm going to do as well is I'm going to schedule a time for you to meet tomorrow. It's going to be through, they're going to call you. It's a client interview. They're going to be talking to you about the keywords that you can use, what's most searched in your area, what type of jobs you're looking for as well. And then they're going to go over all of the information as well, get the Facebook stuff that started, and also show you the templates for the website that you can use.
Okay.
What does your availability look like tomorrow?
I mean, it's kind of tough. I'm on vacation tomorrow.
I know.
I mean, you're at me at, you know, a time where I'm kind of free.
It's,
and some
it's an hour window.
It's just tough because if I'm on the lake or the river, I mean, there's spots where I don't have any reception.
Okay. So do you recommend like early in the morning then? Because we open here at 7 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, you can try around like 10 o'clock.
Okay. So let's 11. Do what I do have 10 o'clock available. So it's going to be between 10 to 11, so it'll be the window as well. I am going to be in the office at that time as well. So if I'm available, I'll be able to introduce you over to who you're going to be speaking with, and they're going to go over all of the information for you. So tomorrow, we said at 10 a.m., okay, and I got your email down. I'm also going to be sending you over text messages and emails when we're done here with the invoice and with my information, so you can contact me directly. Then also I'm going to send over a terms and conditions for you, which is going to be basically going over, oh gosh, one second, I made a mistake right here. I am going to need your email one more time. Give me one second. Can I get your email one last time, please?
Yeah, tbdsmith16@gmail.com.
Okay. My apologies. I accidentally deleted it. I do that sometimes. Okay. Let me see here. So, yes, I'll be sending that stuff over to you. Now, for the card, what card are you going to be using?
Visa.
Okay, and I am ready whenever you are.
4342.
Okay.
5622.
Okay.
5193.
Okay.
1422.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0525.
Okay, and the security code?
851.
Okay, and it's going to be at the 249, and that'll be on a monthly basis. It's not going to go up. There is no taxes or hidden fees on that either for you, okay? And then I'm just going to ask you some quick information as well when it comes to your business so I can get that going for you. Okay, so now for the name on the card, is it your name?
Yes.
And is there a middle initial on that?
A.
Okay. Is there any authorized users that you would want on the account other than yourself?
No, just me.
Now, this is going to be the best point of contact. The services that you offer, I'm only going to get a little bit when you meet with the client interview tomorrow. They're going to get more. But just for basic services that you offer, keywords, what would you like me to type in for now?
Camera, jetter, cabling.
Jetter, can you spell jetter for me, please?
J-E-T-T-E-R.
Okay, and then what was after that? I'm sorry.
Mainline cables.
Okay. What else would you like me to put?
You can do rough and underground plumbing.
Okay. And I will let the specialist go over tomorrow with you as well, any other keywords that you would like on that end. And then we're also going to do a Google business profile for you. So I'm going to send you the information for you to set that up. Let me actually make sure I have your address here. I don't have your address. If you don't have a business address, your physical address or will be fine, and we don't have to put that up on Google. We can make sure to basically not show that.
Okay. So it'd be a physical address. It's going to be 18041 Devonshire Street.
Okay.
That's Northridge, California.
Okay. I got you down. 91325 as the zip code on that?
Yep.
Okay. And is that also going to be the billing address for the card?
Yes.
Okay. And so we're going to do a website for you. And do you have a business Facebook account?
I do not.
Okay. Are you able to make one, or do you have a personal Facebook account? Because we can also work off of that. Okay.
No, I don't really have social media.
Will you be able to make a Facebook account by tomorrow, just so we can kind of link it together?
I can try.
Okay.
Like I
if
said,
you...
I got 5-star drive ahead.
I know.
I just pulled up to this job, too, so I got to get off the phone pretty quickly here.
Okay. So the last thing, you know what? It's fine. Don't worry about it. The rest of it we can take care of tomorrow when we do your client interview. I'll send everything over to you, and I will speak with you tomorrow around 10 to 11, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.